I am well, thank you. How are you?
I am good. I'm looking forward to coming home tonight, though it looks like I'm going to be heading back into another snowstorm. Huh?
Are you bringing it?
No, it's not me. It's not me, although it does seem like every time I come or go, which is, you know, every week, it's I come accompanied by bad weather.
It is getting old, I'll tell you.
Boy, I know. People are just getting bitter about it, aren't they?
Oh, they are. They are. Well, now we are here to talk about a bill that you are proposing called the Community Connect Grant Program Act of 2018. Senator Smith, can you tell us about this?
Well, this is all about how do we get better broadband connections out to greater Minnesota, and especially rural Minnesota, where there's over 200,000 families that don't have any access to broadband at all. And, you know, we all know that broadband is not just something that's nice to have, it's really necessary, whether you're a student or a doctor or patient or a small business trying to grow your business. So what my bill will do is take a step forward in helping to make this a reality, especially in communities that don't have any service at all.
What kind of support are you seeing for the bill?
Well, this is something that I believe there is bipartisan support for. This Community Connect plan that I'm putting forward has gotten good support in the past, and what I want to do is to kind of get that so that it doesn't just limp along from year to year, but it will continue into the future. And it's just one of many things that we need to do to get broadband expanded throughout the state and throughout the country. And, you know, I think this is something that people who live in town or especially in the big cities, they just can't even fathom that there are so many families and businesses that so many families that don't have any access to broadband at all.
It is kind of interesting because, you know, we're so close to the Twin Cities here in Northfield, and yet just a couple of miles down the road,
right,
some friends of ours can't get service in their home.
Yeah. And it's think about the, you know, what really gets me is when I talk to families who are, you know, who choose to live in rural Minnesota because there's so many opportunities, and they and we want people to be able to live wherever they want to live and have that freedom to choose where they live. And then they say, but how, you know, my kids don't have the same opportunity that a kid who lives in Eagan or Apple Valley does, and just because we don't have as many people here, and I just really think we need to fix that.
And where is the funding coming from this?
Well, this will be funding that will come through the Farm Bill, and boy, we are working hard to get a Farm Bill passed this year. It's so important for agriculture in Minnesota, especially given all the challenges that agriculture is facing.
Yeah.
And that Farm Bill needs to include strong rural development strategies like better broadband. It needs to include really strong nutrition programs, and also needs to have really great farm programs like, certainly the crop insurance, but also beginning farmer strategies and conservation programs. All those things need to come together in the Farm Bill, and I hope that this bill will be a part of that.
Yeah, I hope so, too, and I know there are a lot of farmers around here that hope so as well, because, like you said, the Internet is really pretty essential nowadays. It's not a desire. It is an absolute need.
It is an absolute need, and I think about all the different ways that farm families need the Internet for their businesses, whether it is through the precision agriculture, which helps them be as economical and efficient as possible, or whether it is the checking the weather or even doing the books at home in the wintertime.
Yes.
Or a lot of farm families, of course, they need to have a second income, and the ability to connect to the Internet for that maybe it's a telecommuting arrangement that they have. It's all just essential.
And then there are other areas like you mentioned fire stations, public schools that
need that. My bill will help local communities or tribal communities communities to expand broadband in community centers and fire stations and other buildings that might not have broadband right now. And boy, that's just really important. Again, it's not nice to have; it's really necessary. It's the basic, it's like the electricity of the 21st century.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Senator Smith, what do you see, happening next? What do you think is going to, where does this go?
Well, this is a step forward in continuing to work on building out broadband, and I will work hard to get it included in the Farm Bill. But then there's a lot of other things that we need to do also to make sure that the federal government is a good partner and that our rules and regulations are set up so that the private sector can continue to expand, which is the private sector is the really the lead in making this happen. And I'm going to be working on all of those things. And last thing is ensuring that the expansion that we're doing with broadband is at good speeds and not the really low speeds that are hardly any help at all.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the things we experience even in the Northfield area itself, that, you know, we have one provider. It's a monopoly.
Yeah.
So we don't really have a choice. Mm-hmm. And if we can get those, if you can get those other companies to come in and maybe compete a little bit and have some options.
Yeah, well, and I think that's right. I think also what we ought to be doing is making sure that we have incentives for your local provider to have, you know, higher speeds and better speeds. And, you know, a lot of the problem happens when the for-profit sector, when they're trying to expand out to that last, you know, 5 miles of a road where there are only two households, it's not economical for them to make that investment, and so they need a public partner, which is exactly what we did with rural electrification, you know, 80 years ago.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah.
So just on a side note, how's it going there in Washington?
Well, you never know what's going to happen in Washington, D.C., but I just try to keep my head down and get my work done. And, you know, it feels, though, like it's a very important time to be here with all of the things that are happening, you know, all of the things that are happening in the White House and, you know, all these worries about, you know, international issues.
Right.
I'm certainly paying a lot of attention to those and working my hardest to represent Minnesota. But mostly I'm thinking about Minnesota families and what they need, and that's why I'm working on issues like broadband.
All right. Well, Senator Smith, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. Wish you the best, and we'll talk to you again.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.